Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Tom Emmer for Speaker. Who thought that was a good idea? And then Victor Marx with a very, very, very powerful conversation live from the Israel-Gaza border. You're going to want to hear this and text it to your friends. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. And as always, you can become a member of the Charlie Kirk Show to listen to all of our episodes advertiser-free, charliekirk.com, and click on the Members tab. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the Members tab. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Okay, so the House Speaker fight, we are going to keep an eye on. Tom Emmer is going to come to a House vote. Certainly hope it does not go well. We are being outraised significantly. The Hakeem Jeffries wing is outraising the Republican House side almost 2-1. There is massive disarray, demoralization, anger, frustration, and strife in the House Republican circles. If we would have gotten Jim Jordan, upgrade, would have been a huge victory. But there was no plan. And we asked that. You know, they came on the program. We said, hey, is there a plan? And some of you are saying, Charlie, doesn't matter if there's a plan. You must go forward at all times. Okay. Let's see what happens. It's not over yet. So hopefully we can allow our voice to be heard. The cake is not baked. Byron Donalds would have been great. Hearn would have been fine. Mike Johnson would have been an okay solution, but you picked the worst of all of them, Tom Emmer. Hopefully that can be stopped. I'm always honest with you guys. I think we're putting way too many eggs in the basket of us winning the White House in November of 2024. Things were looking healthy 30 days ago. Things were looking fine. We were starting to see the Democrats fight amongst themselves. Biden's numbers were down. But something changed in the last couple of weeks. And we covered this. And I'm going to double and triple and quadruple down on this because the data is showing that our gut instinct was right. If I asked you, what if there was a candidate that raised more than Chris Christie, Mike Pence combined? Who would that candidate be? More than anyone not named Trump, DeSantis, or Biden. RFK Jr. RFK Jr. raised $8.3 million in the third quarter. Now, to be clear, I've had RFK Jr. on the program. I thought he did terrific work against Anthony Fauci. RFK Jr. is now the greatest threat to save the country via Donald Trump. It's time to take the gloves off. RFK Jr. is not going to take votes away from Joe Biden. In fact, poll after poll after poll shows that RFK Jr. is taking 2 votes from Trump from every 1 vote from Biden. And it's so simple. We've walked through this before. Donald Trump is running a campaign saying you should not trust the government. Joe Biden is running a campaign saying you should trust the government. If you run another candidate that says you should not trust the government plus our powerful institutions, you take more from the philosophical base of Donald Trump than the philosophical base of Joe Biden. Now, that is not even based in polling. That is just gut instinct. I'm doing this 11 years. I know the base. But it turns out the polling shows that we are right. Donald Trump would be up in certain polls by 6 to 7 points if RFK Jr. was not running. RFK Jr. is significantly eroding and peeling off support from Donald Trump. Now, it doesn't have to stay that way. We now have to educate people that RFK Jr. is a pro-reparations, pro-socialized healthcare, abortion activist that might have said some things that were nice about Fauci, not nice, but true about Fauci, but he is now a clear and present danger from Donald Trump getting 4 more years, period. And therefore, a clear and present danger of saving the country. RFK Jr. is staffed with DNC operatives that deep down realize that they are running an interference campaign to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. Do you notice how the media has not attacked RFK Jr. for quite some time now, and yet they relentlessly went after No Labels and relentlessly went after Cornel West for spoiler campaign? Where's all the spoiler campaign articles about RFK Jr.? Is there a single Democrat operative trying to block RFK Jr. from getting on the ballot in Arizona? Nope. Is there a single lawsuit to prevent RFK Jr. from getting on the ballot in Georgia? Nope. No, they want him to look good. RFK Jr., because the other side knows data far better than our side, because our side is like this weird Buddhist mixture of vibes and attitudes and gut instinct. Like, how about you just look at the data? The data shows that RFK Jr. obliterates the MAGA movement. Because I travel the country and I speak to grassroots groups all the time. The number one complaint that I hear, Charlie, I love Trump, love all this stuff, but COVID feels as if he let us down. He never corrected the record. He gave us the mRNA gene altering shot. And because of that, I can never vote for Trump. And there's a fair amount of people that we call the Joe Rogan bros. By the way, we articulated that, then someone stole it from us and wrote some Substack article. These are Joe Rogan listeners that are in their early 30s. They drink a lot of creatine. They work out 5 or 6 times a week, energy drinks. They might do psychedelic mushrooms. They listen to Joe Rogan, Russell Brand. By the way, I'm not saying creatine's bad. Creatine's actually great for you. But I'm just saying these are the type. I know these types of people. And they come up to me sometimes when I'm traveling. You could totally see it, right? It's Joe Rogan, bro. Live and let live. They are not left-wing Marxists. Let me be very clear. They are not left-wing Marxists. But they think that Trump is just a little bit not great for their taste. And so they feel comfortable with RFK Jr. They didn't take the vax, okay? They're probably pro-abortion. They're like okay with hookup culture. They want like lackadaisical drug laws. There's a lot of young millennial men that fall into this category. A lot. Millions. And RFK Jr. communicate. And by the way, this is not, I'm not insulting them. This is just how they are, right? They play a lot of fantasy football. Like they have their DraftKings app as one of their top apps on their phone, right? Big into cryptocurrency, that sort of stuff, right? They got more supplements than books in their home. And so these individuals could potentially become a Trump voter. But RFK is a man's man to them. And they believe they could be intellectually honest and vote for RFK Jr. And if you just look at the people who have contributed to RFK Jr.'s campaign, $100,000 from former Trump and DeSantis donors, $120,000 from alternative medicine practitioners, of which I love, $230,000 from moms and homemakers, $500,000 came from healthcare professionals like nurses, doctors, and dentists. Do you see a theme here? And $2.6 million from California, more so than any other state, because obviously the COVID tyranny was one of the worst in California. And the theme is that RFK Jr. built a lot of trust being a medical freedom guy. The biggest donor to RFK Jr.'s PAC is Timothy Mellon, who's the number one donor previously to Mitch McConnell's PAC. So a person that would write really big checks to Republican PACs is also writing big checks to RFK Jr. I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump's chances of winning 4 more years has significantly gone down now that RFK Jr. is running as an independent. And the media is not touching RFK Jr. 2 months ago, he's anti-vax. He's going to prevent Joe Biden because he was running in the Democrat primary. See, he would have made Joe Biden's life difficult. RFK Jr. then runs as an independent, which obviously the media knows what they're doing. A memo was sent out, lay off. He's going to peel off MAGA, which is what is happening. So how do we fix it? Well, we have to tell the truth about RFK Jr. He's a Massachusetts liberal that believes in reparations for black people, not to mention all of these other goofy beliefs. So you have to go negative on RFK Jr. quickly, like very quickly. He's against fracking and fossil fuels, but this is a clear and present danger. Whether or not Cornel West actually becomes A candidate remains to be seen. Cornel West said, oh, I'm done with the Green Party. They obviously threatened Cornel West and or incentivized him. You know, we'll go buy you an island in the Caribbean or whatever. Cornel West, huge threat. Whether or not he actually materializes as a candidate, we'll see. No labels is the last glitch in the matrix that could present itself. No labels, Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, but they'll probably come to some deal because deep down, Donald Trump is a greater threat to everybody else. Donald Trump is such a massive threat that they're going to run all of these splinter campaigns. By the way, RFK Jr. is not going to become president. It's not going to happen. But RFK Jr. can then feel good and accepted in high society, which, by the way, of course matters. His wife is probably really bothered that he gets invited to all these right-wing circles. This is a big problem, everybody. We have to address it. We have to speak honestly about it. RFK Jr. might as well be Biden's silent running mate. He is doing the bidding of the Democrat regime and will erode the MAGA base and our opportunity to win the White House next November. And it's happening in real time. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I know, don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. So Tom Emmer is the nominee. Now there's 25 defections in the Republican circle saying they're not going to vote for Tom Emmer. However, Democrats are now saying that they might sit out, that they might have 50 of their people just vote present or not be there, which would lower the threshold necessary so Tom Emmer could become speaker via the Democrats bailing them out if Tom Emmer makes private assurances that he'll fund the government and give basically unlimited amounts of money to Ukraine and Israel. Yeah, this is going really great, guys. This is just really going great. I received it. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. If it ends up happening the way that it looks like it's going to happen, we're going to kind of go back in time. We're going to ask ourselves the question, would you rather have Kevin McCarthy as speaker than Tom Emmer, who is a man Liz Cheney, effectively? Emmer really wants to win the speakership, but potentially would be open to negotiating with Democrats. Great. Okay. Let's go to this piece of tape here. Play cut 34.
It's the first time that I think a broad coalition of Americans realizes that if Donald Trump were president right now, the world would be a much, much more dangerous place, with the Middle East on a hair trigger, with threats of violence at home, with Jewish American communities, with Muslim American communities terrified right now. The country probably couldn't handle a Trump presidency.
So this is remarkable spin. And this is really what they believe. The world is falling apart. We are close to a multi-front world war with the Persians and the Russians and the Chinese. And on MSNBC, they say it's Donald Trump that we have to be afraid of. Wait a second. Donald Trump was the one that started no new wars. We did not have a kinetic conflict with Russia. We had the best economy in history. We had a border. Yet at MSNBC, they say, well, I'm really glad that Donald Trump wasn't president. Continues here with Eric Swalwell saying that the upcoming election, just listen carefully, all we have to do is replace the word democracy with oligarchy. Play cut 37.
And that's what we have to do in this upcoming election is just get past this election and democracy has a chance to live forever, mm-hmm. but it also has a chance to die.
If they're really big into democracy, why is it that they were trying to block No Labels and Cornel West from getting on the ballot? They're okay with RFK Jr. getting on the ballot, obviously. Now, some of you emailed us and you said, Charlie, no one will vote for a candidate who can't win. Hate to break it to you. You're so unbelievably wrong. Look at Ross Perot. Ross Perot earned 19% of the vote in the 1992 election. He also earned like 12% in the 1996 election. He ran again. People forget that in 1996. Jill Stein in 2016 got enough votes that if Hillary Clinton would have received all the Green Party Jill Stein votes, she would have become president against Donald Trump. So people vote for third party candidates all the time. And RFK Jr. has really swindled the entire American right that are willing to vote for him. And there's 10 to 15% that very well might, unless we get those numbers down. It's a very serious problem right now. Serious. Simultaneously, we don't even really have a House of Representatives right now. We have absolute circus mess. Emmer, who would be a far downgrade. We could have had Jordan, but you know the moderates didn't want that. The moderates are now pushing Emmer. And don't be surprised if the moderates go to the Democrats and say, hey, just vote president. We'll give you a clean CR. We'll give you Ukraine. We'll give you unlimited for Israel. We'll give you whatever you want. Just let's get this done enough. Let's get business cranking again. That's what's going to end up happening. Someone says here, Charlie, RFK really scares me. Trump could lose if we don't talk about how bad he is for America. Yes, that is a problem. It's a huge issue. It's a massive issue right now. RFK Jr. speaks about the distrust of government that is now a predominant view on the American right. Don't trust the FBI. Don't trust the CIA. Don't trust the CDC. RFK Jr. talks more about that than Donald Trump talks about that. And that is a growing, growing community on the American right. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of mine and Turning Point USA, which is why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Free activation when you say offer code CHARLIE. Join me today and make the switch today to this excellent company. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Joining us now is Victor Marks, who is a great friend and a true patriot, president of All Things Ministries, All Things Possible Ministries. Victor, you are live in Israel. Give us a frontline report.
I can tell you right now, it's worse than anyone can imagine. Today, I was at the festival field, and they're not allowing anybody in. But the relationships that we have with Special Forces commanders here with the IDF are extensive, and they are taking us to places so that we can tell the world, and America especially, what has happened. The unthinkable has happened. And I've asked the questions many Americans are asking, how? How could one of the best prepared nations, who their very border is a people group that want them dead, that want them extinguished, how could this happen? And you know what they're telling me? We underestimated them. That's the number one thing. And they came at them. These kibbutz are—they're these little communities that are set up, Charlie, and they normally have 10 weapons in each. with 50 rounds each for security. They thought the worst that would happen would be 5 to 10 Hamas terrorists sneak in to try to kill. That's what they had planned for. So when over 2,000 trained Hamas attackers rolled in, these terrorists, they absolutely overwhelmed even the soldiers and the security people, and it was wholesale slaughter. All the years we've been working with children who've been affected by terrorists, this is by far the worst I've ever seen, and that includes ISIS.
Wow. So Victor, just help me understand one part of this. And just so everyone knows, Victor Marx has done children rescues across the world, served in the military. You've seen a lot, and you know when geopolitical tensions are rising up. I want to get to that in a second. But just from your conversations, Victor, one part of the story that is confusing many Americans is how long the response was to some of these kibbutzes. Was it just that it was a high holy day and that unprepared, you know, impenetrable, it was in the southwestern part of the country? I mean, just kind of build that out, because some of these kibbutzes did not receive aid or support between 8 to 20 hours.
Yeah. So I'm there in these kibbutzes. I'm visiting with soldiers who were there, families and children, and it's pretty mind-blowing. So one, they jammed their cell phones. The signals were jammed. Two, a lot of the internet was taken down. There were sophistications that were used, again, that made everyone really underestimate what was going to happen. And then from 6:30 in the morning to 10 or 11, there was no help. It was just a wholesale slaughter. So this was a long-planned attack. And let me tell you how intentional they were, folks. I saw the kill list for some of these kibbutzes. I saw the names, where these people worked, what was their relationship to the government or the military, the names of their spouses and children, what house they were in, and a map. And they were very specific so that when they attacked, they had their plans. And Hamas is not using any electronics. Everything is handwritten. So there's no way to intercept. There was no forewarning on this. So a lot of the technology, the techniques and tactics and procedures that Israel had planned for absolutely did not happen, including when they were using paragliders to come in. So it was an overwhelming force that they could not reach. Again, no one was prepared. It would be equivalent to where you live in Arizona if 10,000 troops of, we'll just say Hamas, attacked the city, surrounded it, cut off the airport. This is a tactic they use. It's an overwhelming force, and your communications were shut down. So the Israelis, the special operations people, they admit they simply were taken off guard.
So, Victor, I want to zero in on one part of this, and you're so amazing to join us. I know you're right on the front lines. Just talk about, that's 2,000 people that invaded, and there was a little bit of communication and chatter that they were looming up defenses the night before, but this, and from your own personal expertise, Victor, this had to be with some sort of military planning. This was not a group of gangs and a group of young men that just wanted to go to Israel and kill Jews. The fact they kept this quiet without Mossad intercepting it, of 2,000 people, can talk about that. This is big government stuff, right? This is sovereign, you know, state actor type stuff is what I'm getting at.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, from personal knowledge, firsthand experience, they had weapons and resources from North Korea. They had anti-tank devices that were given to Ukraine, but found their way here. So this is much bigger than people think. And you're absolutely right. This isn't some ragtag group of thugs that people originally thought is they were well-trained. They were very patient. They were very specific in the messages of how to communicate and then how to execute. And Charlie, America needs to know that we are in the same place Israel is, but I will tell you, I think worse, because you can't have over 2 million people come into our country that aren't tracked, that have ties with radical factions without something being planned. That is going to happen. And I know very good friends who think we're a day late and a dollar short. But me seeing, here's what I don't want people to forget. I'm seeing the effects of what these evil monsters do. I was walking in children's blood today. I saw how they attacked, and I saw how merciless they were. These are monsters. I mean, monsters shooting children, killing their parents in front of them, taking them hostage, raping older women. One case was so horrible, they broke her pelvis. They're cutting people's heads off. They were bringing beheaded IDF soldiers' heads to the hostages and saying, no one's coming for you because we've killed them.
Victor, I want to just ask one part of a follow-up here. Did you say that American weaponry given to Ukraine was then somehow found its way into the hands of Hamas to kill Jews?
There are, and I don't want to tilt my hand too much on intelligence, but there are definitely weapons in Ukraine that found their way here. And there's something far greater than what people realize that's going on. And I want to say this because it's very important. The people who are protesting and saying free Palestine, I love Palestinians. I love Muslims. I have a track record of that. I still have a home in Iraq. I've been into Palestinian-controlled areas. And this is a pivot, but it's very important because we're fighting an information war. It's a psychops. And people who will not denounce Hamas in the United States should be put on a terror watch list, because it is a violent, horrific terrorist group that, unless our government takes swift action, we're going to pay a huge price that I don't think most Americans are ready for.
You've done child rescues all across the, and I'm not going to ask you to add too much detail, but I think it's important the best you can to remind our audience the demonic nature of this, because the whitewashing on behalf of the media really bothers me. I'm a stickler for truth.
You're right.
Right? And
I'm
not an apologist for either side. Yesterday I sent out a tweet and the Israeli government responded about, you know, hey, you know, some Christians died in Gaza. What happened here? But what really bothers me, Victor, is I recently got in a dialogue on one of these campuses. They said, oh, you know, when Israel was attacked, like, hold on, no. This is not a military attack. Okay, this was not like a bombing of some base. And I want Victor, without getting too graphic for our audience, understanding the sensitivities, build out how just unspeakable the horrors were here. And but also, people, if you want to support Victor on the front lines in Israel, Victor, how do people do that? What is the website?
Please go to victormarks.com, where we are providing trauma healing tools for children. Thousands of children need to be able to hold these to lower their anxiety. They have music and prayers in them, and this is one way we can really help children.
Victor Marks is doing God's work. He's right there, by the way. He was right on the Gaza border praying over it, praying for a liberation of that demonic spirit, because that is what...
Last night.
Yeah, demonic spirit has taken over the land of Gaza. Victor, explain to us what's going on here.
This is overlooking Gaza, where you see the highlight. And me and a colleague on our team is a former MARSOC Marine. We got to the top of a building and a rooftop, and we stood there and prayed. And another friend, Chuck Holton, actually took this photo. The demonic forces that are fueling Hamas is what people need to be really aware of. And again, that's the highest level of spiritual warfare. We had drones over us, and then we had an Apache helicopter as they were going into Gaza. Prayer is what's going to make the difference. Mm. And believe me, some people need to be killed, but prayer will make the difference.
Amen. This is a spiritual battle. There's Victor Marx literally praying to lift that demonic stronghold. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. When the government used emergency edicts during COVID to restrict the gathering and worship of churches, three pastors facing the risk of imprisonment, unlimited fines, and their own churches being ripped apart took a courageous stand and reopened their doors in the face of a world that chose to comply. The Essential Church is a feature-length documentary that explores the struggle between the church and government throughout history. The story uncovers those who have sacrificed their lives throughout history for what they believe in. Rediscover why the church is essential and how we prove this stand remains true from a scientific, legal, and most importantly, a theological and biblical perspective. This is not your typical movie. It will change your life. You need to see this movie with your family and friends. The Essential Church is streaming today exclusively at salemnow.com. That's Essential Church Movie streaming at salemnow.com. That is salemnow.com. Check out The Essential Church Movie. It's terrific. So go to salemnow.com right now.
Victor is one of my favorite people on the planet. He's always been there for me and consider him a mentor and friend. Victor, some things defy reason. Reason is a gift from God, as it says in Isaiah 1, let us reason together. But sometimes you see things and encounter things that defy rationality. What you have seen of what occurred with Hamas defies reason and rationality. The only explanation is a demonic spiritual force. Explain without getting too graphic. Keep it PG-13-ish, sure. Victor. For our audience, your whole life experience has been dealing in healing people from the profane and rescuing people from darkness. But you say this is a whole different level of evil. Explain.
Yeah, I mean, for context, we still have a home in Iraq, and we've helped thousands of women and children affected by ISIS when they rolled into Iraq and Mosul. This reminds us of that, but it's 10 times what we've seen and dealt with. There is no rationale for the evil that's being done. They're fueled by the demonic. Even the Israelis say it. Looking at what they've done, they would, you know, they're in each little home in the kibbutz, there's a safe house because of missiles. Missiles are constantly being, and look, where we were, a missile hit. This is just part of one. I said, I want to be able to show people. These are being fired by the thousands. And, you know, I have kit behind me because at any time we have 7 to 15 seconds to get ready. So with that happening, they're ready. So they have these safe houses. Well, when the alarm sounded, but Hamas was attacking them, the families would go in there and lock the doors. Hamas would set the house on fire. And they would make people choke to death or come out, and then they would simply shoot them. They were shooting them through the door using an AK round, and older people were being shot where they were. Then they would drag them. There were blood trails just being dragged. They were laughing. And the reason why we know so much detail is Hamas fighters had body cams and cell phones, and they were recording the brutality of what they were doing. But then when they were killed, this was able to be recovered. And now you can see what they've done. You know, we have a video with very graphic live footage of what was happening. And I'm happy to share it with anybody who wants to watch this. It's extremely graphic, but it's what is happen and what will continue to happen. And again, this was widespread. It's not just isolated incidents. These guys, the demonic influence, when you're laughing at somebody being burned are shot, are trying to crawl away, and you use tools to decapitate them while you're laughing. This is demonic.
Victor, 2,000 people came in to the country and did this almost for sport. As you say, they were laughing. Their material said to target the women and children. You're also a military guy. In closing here, what does justice look like?
Justice is hunting down every person that was involved in this attack. Everyone over the 2,000 that came in, and hunt them down no matter where they are and bring them to justice by killing them. There are some people that just need to be killed, and these are the ones that should. And then Hamas must be dismantled. Israel will never go back to this being nice to the Palestinians for keeping this Hamas rulership in place. And people need to understand the rulers of Hamas aren't in Gaza. They're in Qatar. They're in other wealthy places, and they're making the people suffer. We must never forget there are good people in Gaza. There are good Palestinians. There are believers there.
Yes.
I have friends.
Yes.
But here I am, who've gone in before, but this time I cannot. And I had a Palestinian general tell me, Victor, don't. Hamas will capture. They'll try to kill you. So our teams are standing by to embed, as we've done before, with military forces that go on and kill terrorists, but we're there to help get children and women out and provide hope and healing for them.
Go to victormarks.com. Victor's on the front lines. That just shows Victor's spirit. He wants to go into Gaza, and people say, Victor, might not be the best time. Victor, we're praying for you, and please rescue as many innocents as you can. Victor, thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.